Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, Oprah Winfrey once said that lots of people want to ride you in a limo, but only a friend will ride you on the bus. Oh, sir, ride with you. Well, anyway, it's time for this.
F-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Okay, it's time for Jen's Friends. This is when we talk to my very close, my very personal friends, you know, my real mates, about what you guys have been talking about during the week. And this week, my friends are Kevin and PJ from I'm Grand Man Podcast. How are you doing, lads?
Hey, love.
How's it going?
How are you?
We're BFFs at this stage, aren't we?
We are. You're not sick of us yet. Not yet. And it's great that you flew over specially to do this, didn't you?
Just for you, my love.
You did.
Clocking up those air miles, Greta Thunberg is going to fly tackle me.
Do you miss? Okay, so we were talking about this before. PJ, you have moved back to Dublin.
Yeah.
And Kevin, you are still in London. Do you miss each other now? It's been a bit of time now.
Like, it's weird because we were like, I was up in a heap leaving. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss him so much. But I literally see you every two weeks, I think.
We see each other the whole time.
Yeah.
I do miss him if I have a night out in London because we would always
pop up to
PJ's room for the debrief the morning after, typically with like a nice oat latte. And I don't really have that. One thing I'm not missing is anytime we were on a night out.
Don't.
PJ would always piss all over the toilet. I'd wake up in the next morning and
I knew he was going to say
the cleanest
that.
Bathroom since he's left.
I know, sorry. It's just glorious.
At that stage, just treat yourself to a sit-down
wee.
But you know, I never stand up to pee.
I need to train myself to do a sit-down wee.
No, treat. It's a little treat. Okay. My husband says
no, it's not.
Treat.
It's like a squat. Like
just squats so
in the gym. Yeah,
well.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
My toilet used to be killing me.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
Okay, okay.
But yeah,
I hear
kind of don't really miss.
There's nothing worse as a female, right? Yeah. And going to a nightclub or a bar. This is going to happen when I go to Whelan's tonight, guaranteed. Because a lot of girls would squat over the toilet seat because they don't want to sit down.
Okay.
But then they wee all over the toilet seat. And then you go in half cut and then you sit down and you have someone else's wee all over your thighs.
No, there's nothing. Oh, no, there is something worse. When you sit on a toilet seat and it's still warm and you feel like you're sitting on someone's laps.
Yeah.
You're like, because there was someone there just 2 seconds ago and they're after warming up the seat.
Yeah.
That's like my idea of
hell. That's intrusive.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get on with what we were talking about this week. On Wednesday, we were talking about the circus in pub recruitment. Were any pubs ever lucky enough to hire either of you? Or were you too big and bold for...
Oh, no, I did my time behind the bar.
We did all the service industry bits, didn't we?
I started in the pot wash in the country club, Montanati Hotel, down in Cork.
The Montanati?
Yeah, and then I found out that there was a job going in the waiting / bar area and I jumped on it and she was behind the bar. And then I found out there was a job going in VIP in town and I was like, oh, VIP, get me in there.
So I was behind
the bar. I was always behind the bar and it's a laugh. It's a skit.
It's so important, I think, for anybody to do, because I have a friend who won't be named because she could take me to court. She's terrible to waiting staff. Like,
oh,
so
really?
Rude. She's never been a waitress.
That's the thing. I always say to Kevin, everyone should have to do at least 6 months in the service industry so they're not mean to waitress.
Now, my toxic trait is I feel like there's this onus on me to make the waiter or waitress love me and adore me, and I'm always like apologising for my friends at the table. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry about them. Or if someone's like not ready to order, if they don't know what they want yet, I'm like, I'm so sorry for them.
Kevin goes above and beyond to the point where someone could bring him out the completely wrong order and he'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much, and he'd be nearly like,
what's wrong with me?
He'd be like, yeah, you're like, go above and beyond.
And I always, at the end, I always go, do you get that? Do you get the service charge now? Do you get that? I always say, and I'm like, well, who else would be getting this?
No, you have to though, because I worked
some
in a restaurant
in London,
and they didn't give us our service charge.
Happens.
So yeah, it's just,
I suppose it is better to ask.
So you have it. You do, is this inherently in you? You just have a need for complete strangers to love you.
It's that's something I need to address.
We need to unpack that, I think.
But
yeah.
I don't have enough money for therapy yet.
Okay. This is your therapy session. Welcome to your therapy session. Yeah.
Text in callers. Why am I like this?
We were also talking about Alan Hughes, Sammy Sausages. He was. He rocked into work 2 hours late on Ireland AM. 2 hours late.
What a bugger.
I know.
Ireland AM.
It is.
Sack him. Get me in quick.
We'll be punctual. No, you're not going over there.
You're going to stay here. But have you ever been that late for something that important?
It wasn't that important. Well, it was the breakfast shift, but it was like 7 a.m. I was on the 7 a.m. shift, but it was the time when, you know, everything like froze and all the pipes in the schools were bursting. It was like ages ago. I feel like that's once a year, is it? It was really snowy. Oh, it was really slidey roads. So obviously everyone was like, there's nothing going on. We'll have a house party. I went to a house party with my friend Dylan. Shout out to Dylan. And then the next day, I was meant to be on the breakfast shift at 7 a.m. I woke up at 12 to my manager ringing me. And I just answered the phone and I panicked. And they were like, PJ, where are you? Where are you? And I was like, my mum crashed the car driving me to work. I was like, she slid on the road. It just came out of my mouth. And then they were like, but why didn't you tell us that like this morning at 7 a.m. and I was like, I'm just still in shock, but don't worry, she's okay, and I'm on my way in. And I just hung up and I just got in, then I attacked all frazzled when I got in there.
He's very good at lying.
No, I'm not. I'm really bad at lying. It just came out of my mouth.
I'm the bigger liar, aren't
I? Are you? Go on, tell us about that.
I think Irish people are, I prefer the term storyteller. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I do it to enhance the story. I'm fond of hyperbole. But also, like, I think it comes from, you know, growing up, and then I'd like a younger sister. Not that my mum be leaving us in the gaff the whole time by ourselves, not to paint that kind of a picture. But, you know, some would call and I couldn't be like, oh, I'm 10 years old and I'm looking after my 8-year-old sister. So I'd be like, oh, she's in the shower. Or, you know, the Jehovah Witness might come to the door and you'd be like, oh, my mum's in the shower. So I think it comes from like making up lies for my mum and dad.
Okay.
You know, because my mum couldn't afford the nanny.
But also, you lie just for fun sometimes. Sometimes I lie to make the story better.
I get that, for entertainment value. But that is inherently Irish, I would say.
Yeah. I think it's Irish. It's storytelling.
For the plot.
It's for the plot. You're in a court of law. It's for the plot. Let's talk about caravan holidays. Now, on Monday, we heard listeners talk about caravan holiday memories, right?
Yeah.
Because someone claimed it was good for their mental health to go on a caravan for the holidays. Kevin, how did caravan holidays in Ireland affect your mental health?
Negatively.
Okay.
Oh. Now, we ventured to France a few times to go on the caravan holidays. I never went on a caravan holiday in Ireland, right? We're a bit French, we're a bit more European that way. But I used to go down to my friends, like a lot of my friends growing up, they all had places down West Cork or whatever. And I remember one time I was down with one of my friends and we were inside in the caravan. And like, now, to be honest, I had a grand old time. And I think when you're a bit younger, I do see the appeal. And as well, he used to have his like caravan friends, you know what I mean, who we'd see for the summer, and I was like, look at this fellow with two separate friendship groups.
Oh, okay, I get you. He was popular.
He was popular, yeah. And I was like,
and as well, you're smaller then, because my thing with caravans, I'm too big, so like I'd be asleep in the bedroom and my feet be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, and my thing as well, when I went abroad, I was the fella who, you know, people be like, oh, I made so many friends on holidays. What? How? I never made friends on holidays, ever. I was always the fella that they were laughing at, you know what I mean, kind of thing. But I remember very vividly on one occasion, we were down in the caravan and I was staying there for about a week with my friend. And obviously, like, his mum and dad, sure, they're on their summer holidays too. Anyway, didn't the caravan start rocking? And I'm kind of going,
oh, God.
It's kind of obvious what's kind of happening. And I was kind of like, looking at my friend, kind of going, and he was just like, sorry. But I was like, no, it's grand. It's grand, obviously. But yeah, I don't really...
You're not going to buy a caravan anytime soon.
Okay. Sure, I'm not getting any.
Did your folks ever take you out of school in term time for a cheaper breakaway? Did they ever like...
My mum and dad never did that, but my sister's bae from doing it. I'm like, Elaine, you need to keep those kids in school. They're not going to be able to know how to read. You know what I mean? I'm like, you're going to have to keep those children in school, girl.
It's so much more expensive. If you want to go to Centre Park, it's like a grand more expensive. Yeah. And look, you get 20 days apparently. Toosla don't get onto you until 20 days absent.
Yeah, 20 days?
You get 20 days. Cormac said to me, that's not like a goal. That's like, like if you get, if they're absent 20 days, they'll be taken off you.
Just have a calendar and just mark off the we're nearly at the 20
now. We're nearly there. Yeah. Woo woo. Sure. Because it's... children's mental health and family holidays are very important.
That's
so
true.
Elaine, if you're listening, I think you're doing kind of right.
She's going to kill me.
Don't go over 20. Don't go over 20. Okay, let's talk about this. Stubborn stories came up a couple of times over the week. Which one of you is more stubborn?
We're both kind of equally as stubborn, aren't we?
Yeah,
like in a falling out, if you fall out.
We're both kind of equally as stubborn, but I think when we have a fight, I'm always like, let's just talk about it. And you're like, I just don't think we should talk about it right now.
Yeah, I like...
Passive aggressive.
Yeah. I like to sit on it and I like to just process it and I like time by myself away from it.
Whereas I'm like, let's talk about it now.
We had that one time when we were fighting for ages. That was probably our biggest like fight slash feud. Was when we were moving out of PJ's last gaff, but I was only sleeping on the couch. So they had to clean the entire gaff and pack up all their bits. And I finished work and I was meant to see friends, but I was like, no, I need to help the lads clean the gaff. Got home, PJ wasn't anywhere to be found. And I was kind of like, what the heck? I was sitting in the living room waiting for him to come back. He rocks up at like 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like cleaning his manky bathroom that hadn't seen bleach, I'd say, in the 3 years they were having in the place.
Babe,
the bathroom was filthy dirty.
But basically, I went out for drinks with like work friends, and then I came back, and then Kevin was like, "Where were you?" And I was like, "Calm down, like this is my gaff. I'll clean it, and it'll be fine."
And then he was getting pure bad at me, and then our other friend was there, and she had just kind of broken up with our fella, so she was kind of crying and stuff, and I was like, "I can't take all this on," so I just decided to like lay down on the couch, and then I think I upset our other friend, Edina. I kind of made her upset and she started crying or something, and PJ came in and was like ready to smack me.
So we had a fight and then we didn't talk for like
a week.
And then the first time we saw each other was at a festival, and then we made up
at Vengaboys. Vengaboys was happening and I was kind of like,
I can't really enjoy it.
There we go.
Come on,
cue it up. Let's
we got
cue it.
It. So that's your makeup song.
Makeup song is Vengaboys.
Vengaboys.
And what did you do? Did you just hug it out? Did you go to somebody who said I'm sorry, first of all?
I think we both just looked at each other and
we're kind of like, we're not going to enjoy today unless we're friends.
So then we just made friends for the festival. And then
we needed the pickies, and PJ gets good picks. So imagine if I was at the festival and I was going around with like shocking pictures afterwards.
That's really
the only reason.
Well, that's good that the longest time you've ever fallen out was a week.
That's good. It was because we were in separate digs then for a week, weren't we, before we moved into our new place. And that was the only reason, really.
But thank you to the Venga Boys.
Yes, absolutely. They've changed my life. They're an amazing band. Are they still going? No. what are you up to, lads, these days? I know what you're up to.
Tell the
listener what you're doing.
So another string to add to our bow, Jennifer, we are now pop sensations.
Okay.
We're pop stars. Yeah, we wrote a pop song in the studio. We laid down a track.
You are a pop star.
Is that what
they
say?
Laid down the tracks. Hit it. No. They're mixing it at the moment. But it was very much like we didn't have a clue what we were doing. And I can't sing, but I just speak on the track.
Great.
And then Kevin does the vocals.
It's so funny, on the day PJ was like, how do I do a harmony line to that? And I was like, oh, you just kind of, you kind of have to find it. And he was like, why won't you tell me? And I was like, I can't really just teach you how to do a harmony line here and now. And he was like, why are you gatekeeping harmony lines? And I was like,
I just rap on it. I just rap on the tracks.
Now, you said it wasn't ready for radio play. Well, first of all, because it's too dirty.
There's a few innuendos.
Because there's a lot of tracks that I get to play, but we tidy them up. So we've clean versions.
Oh.
So you need to go back into the studio and tidy it up a bit.
Okay.
So keep the hardcore version for your fans and out there.
Yeah.
But then if you want radio play, just tidy it up a little.
Okay.
Swap words around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think we curse in it, which is surprising.
No,
can
but
you say,
it's
piss piss.
Can you say? Well, you've said it now.
You've said it.
I do at one point rhyme. One of my lines is, change those manky bed sheets because they smell like piss piss. Maybe then we'll kiss kiss.
I don't think you can say that in the radio.
I like that.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't play that. But maybe you could change piss piss for mist.
Miss.
Now, none of it sounds nice on my list, but
well,
look,
if a bed sheet
smells
like miss, I'd be kind of alright with it. So we have to find something that like will
do
work
a cleaver. But listen, anyway, please send me a copy when.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, we're gonna need the plugs.
No, don't drag us. Don't drag us and
no,
be like
I won't.
A shocking. Even if you hate it, you're just gonna have to pretend.
But you said you don't know if it's terrible or brilliant.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
Basically, it's a song about how gay people walk faster than straight people. That's the
concept. It's called Fast Lane.
It's called Fast Lane.
Living in the fast lane.
Living in the fast lane.
Graham's our DJ. Graham, yeah. Are you going to play this track in the clubs? Yes.
Thank you.
Will indeed.
We have confirmation.
You've got confirmation for our superstar DJ. Well, listen, it's amazing to have you in. We are all very excited now about Living in the Fast Lane. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
A Fast Lane or Living
working
on the Fast
title.
Lane.
Okay, working title. It's a working title. Yeah. But come back to me when you clean it up so I can play it. But lads, because you came all the way over from London and we're very grateful, and because you're back together again, we have to go out on this one. There we go, Kevin and PJ from I'm Grandman podcast, absolute legends.
Thanks, babe.
Love you to bits.
Does this ever kick in? Is it just a horn the whole way through?
It's just a horn. We like to party.
We like.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.